The Journey Continues with Morgan Budden is brought to you on CFNR in partnership with the Community Radio Fund of Canada's Local Journalism Initiative.
Good evening. I'm Morgan Budden with The Journey Continues, highlighting local stories that matter to you. Prince Rupert has announced that they've received an award recognizing their rehabilitation of Watson Island. The Brownie Awards recognize work that is done to revitalize brownfields, a term used for previous industrial sites that are often contaminated. In 2017, the city started work with a series of partners to remediate the island in an effort to revive its developmental potential. Local Division Manager for Environmental Services with McIlhenny, Sean Carlson, explained why the city felt the rehabilitation of the island was necessary.
Anyone who gets involved in environmental consults, you want to do what's practical and right for the environment and manage that risk. And so if the site remained idle and vacant, you know, those environmental liabilities that would have been present on Watson Island may not have been dealt with or resolved and could have caused harm to the environment. So by remediating the site, one, it starts to reduce those environmental risks, but then it also starts to contribute positively to local economy, people of Prince Rupert looking to find meaningful employment, and also helps support the growing demand for industrial land for whether it's port activities or transition to green energy. Watson Island is a prime spot for that. One, it's an already previously disturbed site. It doesn't have to be cleared of trees or vegetation like other greenfield locations would have to be. So it enables that repurposing of something that was already developed. It's essentially kind of going back to, you know, what we're always taught in school about reduce, reuse, recycle. So we're able now to reuse a site that has already seen sort of many years of industrial activity for a new purpose.
Carlson also explained a bit of the history of the island and the approach they decided to take when they started the work.
Watson Island was a major industrial facility since the 1950s, and then before that, it served as a base for the military. Over all those years, environmental regulations changed, the approach to managing impacts to the environment changed. So when the city took ownership of the site, they were left with sort of dealing with all that and then trying to find a productive use for it. So from a consulting and technical perspective, we understood there was a way that we could develop a new framework that would work under the existing regulation. And what that did was it enabled the city to manage this complex site in a progressive manner so that they no longer cause harm to the environment, like removing all the chemical products that were part of the old pulp mill, but then taking a monitoring approach so that they could know annually what's going on the site. And what that did was it created a huge financial saving to the city up front so that they weren't having to do that work, and established essentially a new path through the legislation to do this work, and will create sort of a guide for other municipalities, other private owners seeking to redevelop these complex sites. So it essentially was somewhat of a groundbreaking approach that the city and the Ministry of Environment developed for Watson Island. That's what earned it the recognition, was just how they were able to take this complex site and find a practical way to manage it with the resources they had available.
Carlson described what receiving this award has meant to McIlhenny specifically.
For McIlhenny, it's just that reminder that we are doing good work and we are sort of positively impacting our communities, and we're giving our staff that meaningful opportunity to expand their skills and to take ownership of projects and propose innovative ideas and help push them across the finish line for our client.
New Mayor Herb Pond also described what it means to see Prince Rupert recognized in this capacity and what else they hope to achieve.
Well, it's great. I mean, Prince Rupert's emerging as a community that takes a unique approach to local challenges, and that's being recognized. So it feels great. You know, specifically on Watson Island, there's more to do. This has set a great template for what we can do moving forward, but we will rinse and repeat as we move through the Watson Island site and take what was once both an environmental burden but also a financial burden to the city and convert it into a more environmentally friendly site but also a revenue-producing site for the people of Prince Rupert.
By 2021, Pembina Pipeline had already opened a propane export terminal on the island, signaling the start of industrial redevelopment. This story is brought to you in partnership with the Local Journalism Initiative of Canada. You can see the full story on canada-info.ca.